But society has to set some rules to protect society, to keep society from falling apart.
You think society would fall apart if it had fewer rules?
Not really. The truth is, I think it would probably fall together for the first time, the way it really is, rather than the way people want others to believe that it is.
As I observe humanity, I would say that in the best-case scenario, all relationships between people, including marriage, are experienced as a constant ebb and flow, a continuing and ever-changing process in which there are no rules or restrictions, in which the only agreement is to tell the truth right here, right now, and in which preferences are openly announced, and decisions and choices openly made, and outcomes openly embraced as the natural consequence of the ebb and flow itself.
Well, doesn't sound very romantic. People want to believe that marriage means fidelity, being true to one person for the rest of one's life, and to love that person and only that person in an intimate way.
You mean a sexual way?
Yes, I mean a sexual way. And to express love in a sexual way with any other person is to betray and deeply dishonor the first person.
And that is a perfectly wonderful blueprint for marriage. Nothing that has been said here contradicts that. In fact, everything that has been said here supports that.
But that scenario allows no freedom, at least no sexual freedom.
On the contrary, it allows maximum sexual freedom.
How so? The scenario says that to express love in a sexual way with any other person is to betray and deeply dishonor the first person. Doesn't sound like freedom to me.
If that is the scenario you enter into freely, how is it not an expression of freedom? And if you remain in that scenario and abide by its agreements freely, how is that not an expression of freedom?
I don't know. That all sounds like just words to me sometimes. Sure, I always have a choice, but if the choice is a rotten one either way, what kind of choice is that?
It's the best choice of all. The truth is, your choices in moments such as these are not rotten. They are simply critical. You bring yourself to such critical choice points perhaps 6 or 7 times a life. You can count them on both hands. Welcome these critical choice points. Don't shrink from them. They offer you rare and breathtaking opportunities to leap forward in your evolution. They are always among life's greatest blessings.
So the bottom line purpose of relationships is to evolve.
Evolution is the bottom line purpose of everything. And there is no faster way to evolve than through the process of your exterior relationship with another. Holy relationship is where your interior meets the exterior of another, and where the interior of another meets your exterior, and where, in the best of moments, the exteriors of both are melted by the heat of both interiors, allowing those interiors to meet and awaken to the awareness that they are identical and one, and to experience that. This is the expression in the world that you call love.
Okay, so now down to sex. What is it with human beings that they have such hang-ups about sex? And will the new spirituality change all that?
Tomorrow's God will make it very clear that sexual expression is a celebration of life.
And since the words God and life are interchangeable, sexual expression is a celebration of God.
That is correct. That is exactly correct.
Then why are so many human beings so ashamed of it?
Because they've been taught to be. They've been told to be. Some of them even believe that they have been ordered to be by yesterday's God. In the days of the new spirituality, human sexuality will be experienced as the joyous celebration of life and the glorious expression of godliness that it was always meant to be. It will be expressed without embarrassment or shame or guilt, and without restrictions or limitations of any kind, except those that are voluntarily self-imposed.
Boy, wouldn't it be wonderful if we had a world like that?
Yes, and the advent of the new spirituality will do much to bring you to a place where all of you can create such a world.
You've been saying throughout this dialogue that this day is coming, and you know what? I'm seeing that you're right. The Episcopal Church approved the election of its first openly gay bishop on the very day that we're having this dialogue. Isn't that interesting? These look like the beginnings of humanity's first early tentative embracing of tomorrow's God. Some very courageous church leaders have had the courage to say out loud and in public that the God of their understanding finds acceptable a man who holds a sexual orientation different from others.